Good morning and welcome to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting, regularly scheduled meeting, Thursday, April 12th. Here we are calling the meeting to order right about 9 o'clock. At this time, we'd like to open it up for public comment, period. If any members of the audience wish to step forward, and I see no one stepping forward, so at this time, I'll close public comment and open for board announcements. There are a few announcements out there to be made. This weekend is the fundraiser Follies that our previous mayor, Janice Peters, so generously worked together with our community, and all of the proceeds from that event go towards actually paying fees down for events that come forward during the year. And so if there are any events out there that have impact fees to the city, such as police, fire, sewer, street closures, anything like that, they can apply for a bit of funding in lieu of putting all of their money in. And the theme this year is country western. There will be some line dancing, from what I understand, line dancing instruction. And that takes place on Saturday. There's a matinee here at the Vets Hall at 209 Surf Street. And there's also an evening performance, and more information can be found through our Chamber of Commerce at 772-4467. And so everybody come on out to Fundraiser Follies and support it, and I'll be waiting tables, and if you get my section, I'm very sorry. And in addition to that, as a hotel board, we're a very close-knit family. There's 35 hotels. We all know each other. We have a great web of communication, and we did lose a giant in our industry this past month, Tom Laurie, and we are reeling from the loss of Tom. I personally can tell you that no matter what side of the issue that you stood on with Tom, he was always respectful to you, always came forward with wonderful, thoughtful, generous insight, and was always willing to extend his hand across the table and sit down with people. And I knew him to be a true gentleman and a very kind soul, and he will be deeply missed. And we just have Val and his whole family in our thoughts and prayers, and if anybody wants to add to that, they can. Those are that, and the Kite Festival is marching towards us very quickly. So, any other announcements from the board? Okay. One other announcement I did want to say. We did lose another very wonderful volunteer to our hospitality community, and that is Catherine Stafford, Bill Stafford's wife. And many of you know Bill from the CPC as the kind, gentle soul that he is, and his wife, Catherine, was just as beautiful and very generous with her time, volunteering down the visitor center for many, many years. And we have Bill and their entire family also in our thoughts and prayers. So, Bill, our hearts are with you. And we would move then to approval of the minutes. Did everybody have an opportunity to look over the minutes?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the minutes of March 8, 2012 in its entirety.
Seconded.
Any discussion on those? Okay. Those in favor? Aye. Opposed? None? Seeing that, the motion carries to approve the minutes. And now we move to unfinished business, and we are clipping right along here. We have an update on the 501c6 tourism entity formation, and for that, I am going to turn the microphone over to Andrea Luker, the city manager. So, Andrea, you're on.
Thank you. Good morning, board members. Rob Schultz, apologize for not being able to make it this morning. He's got a meeting in San Luis Obispo. I do have a brief update. Basically, he wanted me to share that the incorporation papers either have been filed or will be filed very quickly, and within 6 weeks, those will be approved. The bylaws draft, the draft of the bylaws will be something that you may be reviewing at your May meeting, or you may need to have a special meeting for those bylaws review, and he will keep you posted on that. He wanted to make sure that we shared that the bylaws do address indemnification, and the 501c6 will be purchasing directors and operators insurance, and I think that covers some questions that Member Beaman had. He did also ask that if you could today briefly discuss the name, because he does need that, of the organization, and I thought that that had been discussed at one point, but I looked back and...
Do you mean where the money, if it costs $3,000, where that money is coming from?
$3,000 plus all the insurance.
That's coming from us.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Is that legal to come from TBID to form another 501c6?
Yes. As far as I know, Rob, that was a question that I asked him. And he asked John Lambeth, who is the attorney in Sacramento who has formed most of the TBID ordinances in the state, and it was his response that yes, because the 501c6 is going to benefit
okay. The
stakeholders by
so
putting them in charge.
Will that also include legal costs for Rob?
I believe that the city is partnering with us on that.
Yeah, I don't think we're generally charging any internal costs, just like you're not charged currently for my time either. My understanding is that any outside attorney costs will be charged back to the organization. Anything that we need to pay for on the outside.
Okay, so that has to be clear. And then, with that in mind, is that on this budget, the formation costs?
That's okay. This year's budget. That's not next year's
budget. Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Thank you.
So let's open it up, I guess, to the board for ideas on names. And that I can throw back a couple of names that we've all discussed in the past just to refresh our memory. Morro Bay Visitor and Conference Bureau, Morro Bay Tourism and Visitor Bureau, Morro Bay Tourism and Visitor Board, we talked about instead of bureau and board, calling it an alliance. So any of those combinations with the word alliance on the back of it. And remember that if we end up housing the VC, the visitor center, that the VC will also take that name on. So it will be a public standing name, such as, you know, Morro Bay Visitor Center and Tourism Bureau or something like that.
Well, here's the thing, though. If we put out an RFP and a private entity decides that they want to do it, they may want to have that Morro Bay Visitors Bureau name. The other thing I'm really concerned about, and I kind of would like to ask Rob, maybe you know the answer to this too, is that if in the future hoteliers decide they don't want the TBID anymore, and they decide, you know, what happens to the 501c6? Is that defunct? And if that's defunct, then where is there a visitors bureau? So the private entity still is operating a visitors bureau? That was a question I had for Rob. We don't know.
I think the answer is we would have to figure out what the city wanted to do in terms of the visitor center. I think we can. I think there's a lot of what ifs, but I don't think that we're going to be able to go down every path. I think we've got to, you know, with all due respect, we've got to, you know, deal with what we know today and move forward. You know, I think would the city continue to want to have a visitor center? I don't know. Good question.
Okay.
I think that would just go back. Has been funded by the city. So if the TBID went away because the hoteliers wanted it to go away, then the city council would make a decision as to whether to reestablish a visitor center and fund it or not.
Do we have any information? There were other cities that formed a 501c6. Do we have any information like that city, what their visitors bureau or the TBID name is, and then what their 501c6 name was?
I think our assessment name is going to stay the same. So we'll still assess under the same name, and it's just basically now what we want to call our tourism entity. And I would suggest to us that we use something that could be a public face to this thing, something that people are going to recognize. So it's going to be, you know, tourism.
I think it's human. I think it should be also pretty general, so you can...
Absolutely.
If you're going to add a visitor in there, you don't have to change the name again.
I'm going to jump in and suggest the Morro Bay Tourism Board. Short, simple, tourism encompasses visitors, marketing, the whole shot, and simple.
A nonprofit organization. Visitors Board, a nonprofit organization.
It could be like Morro Bay Tourism Board Incorporated, or it could be Morro Bay Tourism Board is the DBA of whatever other name the corporation picks, but something simple like that as the public name for the new board.
I think what we're talking about, a name of a board or the name of the nonprofit company, and I think it's the company that Rob is asking about. So I would say just substitute Bureau for board, make it the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau. If the visitor center becomes part of that,
it'd be great to have a motion.
Motion, someone?
I move that the new 501c6 be named, the business be named Morro Bay Tourism Bureau.
Is there a second?
I second it.
We've got multiple seconds.
Give it to Jane.
Everyone likes it?
Yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
None? Thank you very much. We'll move on to... Yeah, well, sorry.
Could I just on the same topic a little bit... I guess another thing I think we need to do is seat the new board, because the new board is going to have to take action on things like insurance and budgets and location of where we're going to put this thing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Andrea, help me on this, I believe that's an action of the city council where there has to be public notice and interview for people to join the board. And then they get interviewed, and then they get appointed by the council. And there's a whole process there that I think has to happen. But I think that needs to happen fairly quickly, because it's that group of people, not necessarily, you know, a lot of people in this sitting here, but not everybody here, would be making the decisions about, you know, approval of a budget going forward and figuring out where we're going to put this thing and determining the requirements for, you know, the job description for who we want to hire as the director of tourism and so forth. But it all hinges on that group of people, I think, getting together and start taking ownership of this thing.
My understanding, and I think Chair Solo has probably had more discussions with Mr. Schultz than I have about it, but my understanding is that board is this board, and this board is already seated, so I don't think it will need to be, I don't believe you're going to go through that entire process. Perhaps, Joan, you've got some additional comments?
Well, first of all, we are not sure if we're adding right now anybody, because we haven't received budgetary information. Your budget subcommittee coming up will have a report to you. One of those items in the report will be, and not to step over where we're at in the agenda, one of those items in the report will be how we're going about facing the budget regarding the $116,850 that was funded to CPC last year. So the board makeup, as Jane brought up, is going to be based on whether that funding comes in or not, whether additional people come in or not. And I don't want to speak for Rob, but as Rob has addressed the issue to me, he said that basically this board moves forward as that board the way we sit, and if City Council decides to add two more people to it by supporting it with general fund money, then they just kind of get married in at some point. But we need to be making those decisions about moving forward. And so your points are well taken, and we can, you know, begin moving forward with that sooner rather than later. Does that make
sense?
You
know, the thing is that I think writing a bylaw and not understanding that, you know, we're going to get two additional person on the board and we're going to get a visitor center or we won't, makes it different because... Yes, so we just got to, I think, get at least some kind of resolution if the city is going to, you know, support this group or not, Are we going to be just budget is just what we have?
I'll tell you what, there's an item in here where we're coming up to schedule a special budget meeting, and perhaps we can add an agenda item to that budget meeting to discuss in depth our course of action timeline for hiring a director of tourism and getting this formed so that we can do all that together. We'll all be sitting together, and we'll get that timeline done and move this thing forward. Is everybody comfortable with that? So when we get to there, we'll... Okay, good.
Chair Solo, just one last comment, just so this board is informed that City Council will be addressing their budget. The budget document will be available May 25th. They'll be having a budget discussion on June, the first meeting in June, I think it's June 12th, will be the council's first budget discussion. It's going to be at 4 o'clock before the normal meeting. And then at that point, they'll be discussing specifics. The council will also be reconsidering the motion they made about the visitor center and whether or not they're going to be doing an RFP for the visitor center. There's a request to bring that staff report forward to the council, and we're going to be trying to do that in the next couple of meetings. So you won't have incredible clarity, but you'll have a little bit more.
Thank you. Okay, so we are moving on then to consideration of the new information that came forward for the Morro Bay Fam Tour during Oyster Festival weekend. We do have Linda Sanpay here from Parker Sanpay, and she would like to...
This proposal here is to bring 5 to 6 journalists during that weekend to highlight Morro Bay. And so the proposal here is to invite key journalists from around the state, San Francisco, Los Angeles, predominantly also in the Valley, to come and experience Morro Bay with the intent of exposure in print and broadcast. Our success in the past, we have done 5 different media tours for the SLO County VCB, and pleased to say that we've had results from almost each and every journalist that has come to the county on their behalf. We've also worked with Wine Coast Country on several media tours and have had equal success. Most recently with Sunset Savor, the Central Coast, we hosted over 100 journalists to the area and had over 220 million impressions as a result of our joint media outreach with Sunset Magazine. So these are the kinds of people that we interrelate with. We already have some interest from the San Francisco Chronicle to do an article, and we're working with the LA Times. I'm actually meeting with somebody on Monday, and with the intent of exposing Morro Bay as well as the Oyster Festival. And so our proposal here is to bring them in on Friday, potentially having a reception at, I just said Stacks, but I'm not proprietary to any of these. Then taking them up to Cayucos for the Abalone Feast dinner prior to the Oyster Festival the following day. On Saturday, they would have the opportunity to enjoy a myriad of things here, whether it be paddle boarding, hiking, bird watching, everything that Morro Bay has to offer, and then attending the Oyster Festival in the afternoon. That evening, we could host them at a variety of different restaurants, whichever restaurants would like to invite the journalist as their guest for that evening. And then Sunday, we proposed that they could either take a hike at Montana de Oro State Park or further enjoy the area right here in Morro Bay. Our fees here are listed, but they do not include transportation for the media, and lodging or food. And so our proposal here is that the local hoteliers would support this, as well as the restaurateurs who wish to entertain these journalists and any of the entertainment facilities, say paddleboarding or whale watching, that would like to host the journalists as well.
And would you do the... Are you opening up to questions?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm wondering about the coordination for the hoteliers and restaurants and the events. Are you doing the coordination of that?
Thanks for asking that, Joan. Yes, and with your blessing, we would work directly with the hoteliers and the restaurateurs. I think it would be wisest to work with yourself and Sherry to know exactly who would be on board and who we should be approaching and who would be best representative of this region. But certainly what we'd like to do is maybe get a list of the hoteliers who would be interested in supporting this initiative, and then we would make those hotels available to the journalists and let them choose what they feel would fit best into their editorial. question. And in some instances, we host very, very culinary-focused journalists. In that instance, I would say we would want to really support wherever they go, focused on that, whether they're going to the microgreens garden or having a one-on-one experience at the oyster garden or enjoying a dinner. We just really want to curtail, or we just really want to craft those agendas to meet their objectives, so we're certain to get some editorial comment from them.
Just so I understand now, so you're asking $6,000 for your hosting and organization, basically.
Correct.
But media travel expense is not included.
Generally,
so the funding for that is...
Funding for that, I would propose that we either look at putting a budget line item aside if you wish to do that. Otherwise, we can just let them know that we do not have travel dollars to Morro Bay, so they would have to support their own travel. We've done it both ways. In some instances, if we want to have journalists from New York come out, then we know that it's going to cost approximately $1,500 for their travel, and we put a line item for that. If we want to say we want to have a couple of, we want to have maybe $2,000 of a budget for travel expenses, we can put a separate line item on that and just work against that budget. Alternatively, we just say that there are no travel fees included in this invitation to Morro Bay.
And with the accommodation and restaurant also not included, then, but you will coordinate that with a list from the TBID and Sherry in terms of what we think would be appropriate for this?
Absolutely, Karen, yes.
Okay. The other question was, you've got Los Osos, I think, and Cayucas also with a fee involved in this. Have they committed to this at this point?
They are not committed to their proposal, and what they're supporting with the Oyster Festival is a different agenda altogether. It does not involve the media tour. What they are doing is they're supporting the Oyster Festival, which is to keep everyone completely focused in Morro Bay. I'm open to that, too.
It seems in your first proposal that you had also included in our $6,000 organization costs 200 tickets also. Is that being dropped in the second proposal?
Or? It was indicated to Jacqueline Delaney that those tickets were not needed. I think she is absolutely open to that. And again, that's just, I would have to confer with her, but I think that she's absolutely happy to work with Morro Bay with those tickets that they were originally proposed, and she was told they were not needed. I think that she would still be open to doing that.
But that would then be in addition to the $6,000.
You need to look at it as two separate proposals. Hers is as part of her sponsorship, which you have done, and she's happy to offer those tickets. This is a separate proposal strictly for the media tour. You meld them together, it's a pretty successful package, I believe.
I like the plan, but I'm just concerned. I mean, who's this media?
That's a good question. The media that we are approaching are lifestyle journalists from 7x7 magazine, LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Bay Area News Group, the LA Magazine, 805 Living. We don't know who the respondents are going to be yet, but our target list is quite good, and I think our success rate demonstrates that.
I'm concerned because, you know, as far as travel, especially if it's going to be, you know, East Coast,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to see people pay that much money to come over, just, you know, part of our, you know, group here.
Mm-hmm.
So... is there any way you could probably nail that down further than just knowing that there is media coming?
The tactics are to first know what we're doing and who our target is, putting together an agenda that will be compelling, and then deciding who we're going after. We're certainly going after the top A-list journalists, either freelance or from publication specific.
I would recommend if we have concern about who the journalists are that we then, if we make a motion to approve this, that we include in our motion that Sherry from BCA has final approval of all the journalists who attend.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry knows that we're working really hard, and Linda understands this market very well.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that this entire county is working very hard to get that 2 or 3 hour drive market here.
Right.
And to get the people who are passing through to really stop here and... For California to discover us, our local Californians. I mean, I think it's 40 or 50%, maybe even as high as 60% of our travel that occurs in our county occurs from people within our own state. Anyhow, so I'm sure that Linda and Sherry could work together to come up with a very comprehensive list of media to get in here.
And with the understanding, Alex, if I could, in order to get six journalists here, we will be targeting 80 to 100 journalists in a very proactive way. One must understand that they have hundreds of invitations to be anywhere at a given time. And so to get the right journalists interested in coming here for the right purpose of writing about the area is what we specialize in. And that requires relationships. It requires a solid pitch and a lot of follow-up. But we will be managing them on the ground as they're here. My team and I will be hand-holding them throughout their experience here.
So basically, if we get six journalists, it's almost like $1,000 per journalist for your fee.
Right.
The other thing is qualified journalists, I totally agree with. But the journalists that we may want to be here, such as the San Francisco Chronicle or the LA Times Magazine, you know, they would really expect to be comped.
They do expect to be
comped. Okay, so therefore, we need to look at our hotel base and say, these are the ones we want, because you can give the list of your target people to BCA right now. She could check off who we want, and that's who we need to comp. So therefore, we need to go back to our hoteliers and restaurateurs and say, look, you give us these meals and we give us these rooms for these amount of days. And I think that's what we need from you. How many meals do you need? Because if we're going to have them, let's do it. If we're going to spend $6,000, let's get the people here that we want.
Right. I think we have to circle back to Friday and ask ourselves, do we want them to go up to the Abalone Farm, or do we want to host them here in Morro Bay and keep them solidly here in Morro Bay? I would certainly think that Saturday we're looking at breakfast and dinner. They can spend their day at the Oyster Festival. And then Sunday, probably breakfast there, and then they can be on their way.
Ours, if we're not going to do it.
Right. So, and our reporting process, just so the board knows, our reporting process is we will provide you with a list of everyone that we've approached, what their feedback was, whether they were not available or not interested or coming. And as they produce their articles, we will be providing the board with copies of all of that, as well as the number of impressions, which means the number of people, eyeballs, that actually heard or read those particular articles.
And I think in addition to the list of interest, we'd also need to know of those interested, if there were travel charges, what those travel charges would be, because that's kind of an unknown. We're kind of committing to an amount which may also involve additional costs for travel.
Sure. Now, if somebody from the New York Times were coming, for instance, they would not accept any gratuitous travel. The LA Times or freelancers are a little bit different. So it's based on a one-on-one basis. For instance, if John Mariani wanted to come and it cost us $1,000, I would approach Sherry on that and just explain who this person was, and we would decide if there was a budget line item for somebody of that stature.
So,
just one or two questions. If we get fairly far down the road and then we see the final list of six or seven people and we're really not happy on June 1st, can we pull the plug?
I think that making, and that's an interesting and good question, John. I think that when we approach something like this, we go in with the full intent of, you know, knocking it out of the park and having all the success that the board and our company also wants to see for ourselves. We'll be working hand in hand with Sherry to decide who's coming, who's showing interest. The list will be good going in. And hopefully coming out, we'll be really, really excited about who's actually showing up. So I wouldn't enter into this thinking that I'm not going to be successful by June 1st.
And then just a comment, I guess. As I understand it, the orientation to this is largely food-oriented, culinary.
Yeah, food, wine, and travel. Actually, we're looking for a lot of tourism journalists, our freelance and our publication. locations that would be focused on tourism to this region. We'd be approaching Westways, for instance, and amongst many others.
Having had the opportunity to help host a FAM dinner at one time and mm-hmm. found it a rather difficult experience.
They can be at times.
Well, and you know, I mean, if food is a, I'll just be very honest here, if food is a focus of the FAM tour, I would think Morro Bay would be somewhat in the culinarily challenged category.
Actually, I don't think I would say that at all. On one of the FAM tours that we brought here, there was a journalist who was specifically interested in the fish in Morro Bay, and she wrote beautifully about that. And so it's really finding the niche that they want to write about and presenting that opportunity to them. If somebody is a restaurant critic, I probably would take them to a restaurant that would be suitable to their needs.
I mean, that's a good response because, yeah, if you're talking about fresh fish, mm-hmm. and there's several places in town that do prepare fresh fish very nicely, I mean, we're short on Iron Chefs, and if the yeah. expectation of the writer is
the new food town,
it's not here, and so I'm very concerned about mm-hmm. realistically presenting to these people what sure. we actually are,
sure.
and not trying to represent something that's not.
Exactly right. And for our own reputation as an agency and our relationships with those journalists, we look to show them what they're actually looking for, not what we're trying to force feed them.
And I think also you had in your itinerary that you're looking at different hosting restaurants. In other words, we're not trying to find one restaurant for 6 or 8
right.
or 22.
Exactly.
We will, you know, select appropriately with what Morro Bay has to offer to fit the riders.
Exactly right. I think the one tour that we did with Wine Coast Country, we tried to make one restaurant fit everyone's needs, and in the end, it did not meet anyone's needs, and that's unfortunate. I think that's an example of trying to force feed that something that just really doesn't work. Secondly, what I find with the journalists is they like to have a unique experience. If they think everyone else is eating the same meal and having the same drink, the fear there is they're going to be writing about it as well. So.
Yep. Okay. I think I'm ready to make a motion, and I would move that we go ahead and allocate $6,000 out of our contingency. We have lots of money in our contingency fund at this point for Parker Sampei to proceed with this FAM tour in connection with the Oyster Festival, and with coordination with BCA and Sherry in terms of the accommodations, the restaurants, approval of the riders, and
I've been talking to some people in some other cities, and this one in particular was Palm Springs. Was, you know, they've really segmented their tourism target base. They've got, you know, 22 million people within a 2-hour drive, and that is clearly their weekend target base. Mm-hmm. And then they've got Palm Springs as a destination, which is a whole different set of customers. And I think this is geared toward and targeted at that first category, the people that we can, hopefully repeat visitors for 2, 3, or maybe even 4-day weekend kinds of visits, okay. long holiday weekends and things like that. And so I'm seeing this as really geared towards that target market. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think going forward, maybe we really need to kind of think of how we're doing our things. Is, you know, this is one group of people we're gonna specifically accommodate, and then there's the destination end of the business is totally different.
Great.
Good. I agree with that. I agree with both of you, and I think everybody's shaking their head yes. Back. Let us take a vote here then, unless there's any more comment. No. Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
and I look
you,
forward to working with you.
I think you know how to get a hold of Sherry, right?
We do. Thank you so much.
And just making sure.
John, just as a side note, I think, or maybe it was Karen, if the tickets are still of interest with the Oyster Festival and Jacqueline Delaney and options, I'm happy to let her know that. So.
Okay. Please do, because that might be a marketing, that's another marketing area where we can close the gap.
Yeah, it's a good marketing tool for, I know the hotels were probably predominantly full that weekend, but I think that it's certainly a good place to be on their website with the hotels available at a minimum, and so there's good cross-marketing there.
one of the things that maybe we could think about is those hotels that are giving the rooms away for the FAM tour are the ones that should get these tickets.
Well, there's a group of, how many tickets? 200 tickets?
200.
That's, mm-hmm. yeah, that's like a fourth of our inventory here. Yeah, so yeah, that's a lot of rooms. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
Terrific.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be in contact.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving along, we are moving to C, Savor the Central Coast Marketing Sponsorship. And for that, I will turn it over to your, we have folks from the VCB here, but you did get a revised proposal from Savor, and we did do some discussion back and forth as a trade show subcommittee, and then took that discussion to Stacy Jacob, who is here today in the room. Thank you for coming again. And what we basically came back with was the proposal that you received yesterday, and that the sponsorship value would be $29,000, and it would include the extended booth size. And although I have to say that there have been some changes in the way they're doing the Central Coast Pavilion, and they're going to link all of the Central Coast cities together in kind of a Highway 1 pattern, with there's some really great, wonderful, wonderful ideas that are coming forward. And so even though we had this pressure to have this larger booth, we have the flexibility now to do some really wonderful things. So our booth may not look exactly like a 10 by 20 when we get out there, but I don't think anybody has any fear that it won't be as high quality as it has been in the past. And so we, as a subcommittee, were looking for approval of the Savor sponsorship at $29,000, and I'll read it off for the record. Savor 2012 main event, Morro Rock hero image on Savor marketing collateral, including website with a link to morrobay.org. Opportunity to provide input on the marketing collateral for $15,000. And that means that shot appears on all the tickets and the posters and all over the website, and we get to choose our photo and help to make sure that we have final on good input on where that goes on that poster. The 10 by 20 booth, $1,500, official Oyster sponsor for Savor 2012 in the main event. This includes an Oyster seminar with Sunset Food editor Margot True, who so wonderfully wrote a beautiful article last year about oysters in Morro Bay and oyster farming, and also was the main selector of the Beach Tractors article that appeared in this month's Sunset Magazine. I think Morro Bay has really benefited from our partnership and exposure through Savor to Sunset. Official Oyster sponsor, let's see, Battle of the Bay seminar hosted by Ted Allen this year, $5,000. Oyster Adventure Tours expanded to two boats if our resources are available.
Morro Bay T-Bid approved $29,000 as requested by the VCB for the Sunset Savor involvement.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Second by Member Myers. Any further discussion?
You said something about 8 guest passes? Isn't that down on the second?
It's there. It's in the second.
Right.
It sounds like we're getting 8 passes to 1, but I clarified with Stacy, and
okay.
It is 8 passes and to your events of your choice.
Okay.
Any other questions? Discussion?
There was a question about having the two boats for the oyster. Do we have that?
We are not sure if we have two boats available. There has been a change in ownership of the Lost Isle Adventure Boat, and so we're working through that right now.
Okay, and so if there were two boats, mm-hmm. How many people would that accommodate?
50.
Okay, and last year it was only what, 20?
22.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Well, wait. One other thing.
She got it under the gun.
So if we can't expand to two boats, how would that affect our approval?
Last year it was $2,500 for, I believe it was $2,500 per seminar that we ran, and we ran two seminars. One was the paddle experience, and the other one was the oyster cruise. And so this year it would just be an expanded cruise, and it would include two boats, but it's the same price as a single event from last year. Does that make sense, what I just said? It's not an increase if we get the second boat. We paid $2,500 last year for it, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so we want to expand to two boats, but right now it'd be one boat, so we're looking at 22 people at the worst case basis.
Correct.
So, okay.
Further conversation?
No? That was our effort at getting people to come to Morro Bay, getting some people over here as well as their involvement in Santa Margarita. So that's why we've always tried to host at least one event and, you know, special event over here. And hopefully this time we'll be able to get two tours of the same event, maybe a morning and an afternoon.
Friday. So
why don't we do that? Why don't we work with what we have, which is the one boat, and put that on there and get two tours?
Right now we're not sure that we have one boat. We are trying to get two tours. We may try and get two boats, like the Papagayo and the Lost Isle, if the Lost Isle is still cruising. If not, we're going to try and get the Papagayo. It's all in the works. Or the Shep. We're working that through. So we will definitely
That budget will cover
either that
one
budget
boat.
Will cover.
Okay.
That's right. And we will work that out with the trade show subcommittee. Okay. And also VCB is helping us with that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries. Okay, so SAVOR funding for next year's budget, $29,000. We need to make note of that. Okay. And we are to the VCB funding. And we do have members of the VCB board here, and Mike Sola, who used to be on this board, actually. Kind of a reunion. And we also have Stacy Jacob here from the VCB. And so we had discussion with the budget subcommittee over this, round and round discussion, and back and forth discussion, because there was some indication last meeting that how much would it cost if we paid for all the hotelier memberships, 35 memberships here in the city? Who's paying now? Who's not paying? And so that information has all come back to us with a recommendation, and you received that last night via email, and I'm hoping you all had a chance to look that over. And so I'm going to open it up for discussion now amongst the board, and Stacy is here to answer any questions, should you have any, from the email that was received. And so I'll look both directions. Is there comments on Stacy's suggestions?
What I'm understanding from this letter, having received it late last...
Step up to the microphone, please. Thank you. You're on.
Great. So to clarify, based on the discussion last time and feedback that I heard from your budget committee, the intent of the discounted membership is for those communities that fully fund the Visitors and Conference Bureau. So we needed to go back to the initial request, which was the 37,000. Sorry, I should know that number right off the top of my head. Thank you, that number. And so with that, and understanding that you guys are in some changes overall, I also took a look at what your membership is to date. So you have about 48% of your total members that are currently active members of the Visitors and Conference Bureau. So I took that and took a look at an opportunity here. So one of your goals that I heard through the last meeting was to have 100% of your members involved in the Visitors and Conference Bureau. So knowing where you are today, where you're trying to go, I see this as a win-win opportunity. So you fully fund the VCB at the requested amount of the $37,000 and some change, and we will give you 50% discount on your totality of your membership, which keeps within your total budget constraints and also adds that member value to your overall membership for Morro Bay. This is a one-time offer, but I have to have you fully fund the Visitors and Conference Bureau because that's the intent direction that our board has sent out. So that discounted is only available if you fully fund the Visitors and Conference Bureau.
I would like to just state that I am in full favor of this. I think it's very important that for our stockholders that this is a way of giving back, not just at a one-time shot. It's still going to be their responsibility to get their websites up and do things like that, but at least that will give them more opportunity for business and it'll get, you know, viewed. We'll have more exposure on the county level overall.
I want to clear one thing, and the 50%, how much you coming up with total that is coming back to the hotel owners?
So membership at a 25% discount. Well, there's nothing coming back to hotel members. So let's
reduction.
50%.
No, the 42,000 pays for all the hotels.
No, it doesn't. The hoteliers have to pay 50% of their dues.
That's
okay.
Right.
So then, I get it.
You got it?
So I was very confused then.
So. Not full payment. It includes 50% payment. 50% of hotel dues.
And take it back. I'm not in favor.
Take it back.
How much are the hotel dues? I'm sorry. How are they calculated and what's the amount?
Hotel dues are calculated right here.
$30 per base fee. Right, times number of rooms.
And most of our hotels fall in the $9 range because it's hotels with 8 rooms or less fall into a $4 per room fee. Hotels with 9 rooms or more, or is it 11 rooms? I'm sorry.
I don't have that breakdown. What I do have in front of me right here, though, if I can, just to help clarify, your total membership dues for your 919 rooms that you have in Morro Bay from 35 hotels would be $12,821. So we would discount that at 50%, approximately $6,400.
Yeah, that was my question. I think, that's...
If we want to pay the entire sum for the hoteliers, it would be $37,000.
Yeah, it'd be $43,584 approximately, and we can double check them out.
$43,584.
Correct.
Thank you. So it's just over 40. It's $1,300 over 42. Thoughts?
I like that idea.
Well,
I think it's better to just make sure cover for $6,000. We might as well cover everybody.
$1,300 extra besides what we already had our mind on.
That will pay for all of our hoteliers, and they won't have to come out of pocket.
Correct.
That's
giving you an equitable way to meet your goals, keep within your budget constraints, and move this process forward.
I like that as well because we're probably going to pay 42. Why don't we pay an extra $1,300 and pay the dues for all our stakeholders.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I just want to be clear that, I'm not worried about this. This is a T-bid board. Right now we have all hotel funding coming in. We have looked out for the entire destination our whole way. $37,000 of this goes to looking out for the destination Morro Bay as a city. As a destination and not the hoteliers. What clearly I want people to understand that what we're talking about,
the exposure of the city, and to pay for all of our hotels to be members of the VCB without any expense out of their pockets.
Can second to that.
Can I make a friendly amendment that we just make sure that we mark the dollars at 43,600.
If we just can round up to 43,600, we'll get you to the final detail. It's 43,584, I believe, is
okay,
what it is.
No more than 43,600.
Fine.
Okay.
Also, and this is for the 12-13, right? 2012-13 starts July, I believe,
July
of
1,
this year.
20,
okay. 20. Now, what about the following? This is just a one-time deal, correct?
Are you talking about...
We'll go through that next, the following year again, I guess.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to make sure we were...
Rings of fire will come out next year.
Is it possible for the VCB to send analytics of what their reservation system sends out in terms of what our stakeholders, the hoteliers will be getting in terms of reservations through the VCB website?
So every month you get an activity report that gives the VCB, what our monthly reporting metrics are. So I believe we're getting that to Joan now every month as well. So feel free to disseminate that to your constituents. What we'd also be very happy to do based on your approval motion today is come in the month of June or July and do a workshop for your hotel members to really train and teach them all the different benefits and tools so they can understand what enhanced listings are, how they can get their calendar of events, their special packages, all those kinds of things so that we can really make sure that we are demonstrating that value-added member benefit.
Early and then to get them signed up to be on the website by July, one of your representatives is going to have to come to every hotel.
That's this workshop I'm talking about. So what we'd love to do is work with you to have a coordinated fashion to be able to show very simply how our website works. We can go through. People can bring their laptops. They can do it right then and there. Okay. So we would love to be able to offer that if we can work in a coordinated fashion to do something of that sorts.
Early June works better than July, obviously, for...
Great. We'll look at dates as soon as this motion is approved and make that happen.
Appreciate that. And also, we can talk more about how to get your URL. We can talk more about how to get the URLs to you.
Last month, I had asked for a budget for the VCB, mm-hmm. and I have not seen that.
I'm sorry, I thought I had followed up with that, but I will send that to you. Are you? I can give you our monthly information. Is that what you're looking for?
No, I've got the monthly information. I'd like to see income and expense statement.
Okay, profit. We've changed the way our budgeting works a little bit, and so the one-page overview that I thought I sent, and if I didn't, I apologize for that. I can send it to you right afterwards. So I'll follow up and send it to Chairman Solo.
Thank you, and if you sent that and it was my error, I'm sorry to the board. We have a motion on the table. We have a second on the table. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to refrain until I see the question.
Okay, so one abstaining. I didn't hear down here. Were we? Okay, opposed, none, one, refrain.
Great, thank you.
We are set. Motion carries, and we'll look forward to the budget.
You'll
email.
Have it shortly. You'll have it before you get out of your meeting. So.
And working with you. Okay,
yeah, thank you.
And thanks for coming back out. Okay. Okay, we are moving along here. One moment while I make note. Okay, we are looking at E, recommendations from the Budget Subcommittee and adoption of the funding request for A, Morro Bay 4th, B, Morro Bay Harbor Festival, C, Morro Bay Maritime Museum, D, Morro Bay Oyster Festival 2013, and C, the Central Coast Writers Conference. Did everyone get that? Okay. So there was a memo sent with recommendations to you, and one person we did not hear from because of our noticing error on our side of the T-bid was the Central Coast Writers Conference. We did work with Judy Salamaka, who is so graciously here today sitting through our meeting once again. We worked with her last year, and we had, I think, a wonderful success working with her. Super easy to work with, and some great things came out of it. And so this year she had a little bit of different proposal, which she did place in front of us, and which I believe was sent to you after our meeting last month. And what
to the riders of the Central Coast and the riders that come to the conference, the original thought was that we're all so busy and everybody has their own agendas in whatever discipline that they are working in, and we bring riders to the Central Coast. Many of them, we found out last year, are local riders that participate in the conference. So the concept was to bring professional travel riders that not only do the writing and all of the media that this couple does, but also they're seasoned trainers of travel writing. So they typically will take people on trips, and with their feet on the ground, they will, in 10 to 14 days, train people to become travel writers, whether it's to write home their postcards or whether it is to actually go into the business of travel writing. And what I requested that they would do is to take that 10 to 14 days and condense it down into 2.5 days and do a pre-conference boot camp that will then continue on through the weekend. Since they are booked, they are coming, and so we're committed to this boot camp already. And I wanted to let you know that Judith Fain is definitely professional, been in the business for over 25 years with her husband, Paul Ross. They travel together. He's the photographer. This is her latest book, and it's Life as a Trip, and it has been endorsed by the National Geographic Traveler as well as the LA Times travel writing. And they have a myriad of people that they write for. And last night I just pulled off of the Huffington Post her regular posts of the different things that Judy does. And recently when I talked to them, their latest client that they are regularly writing for is the Fox Network, Hispanic division. So they're particularly interested in finding those types of stories also in our area. Spirituality and health is also a regular posting that Judy does, and it just goes on and on, the number of things that they professionally do. Their full-time career is travel writing. One of the other things that I discussed with them, and they were very interested in doing, is I asked them when they were here actually conducting their workshops if that was something that allowed them to be creative themselves and really focus on their own writing. And they said that when they're actually in the mode of teaching, they focus on their teaching. And so I suggested to them they might want to stay before and after their visit to really get to know the area. And that's the addendum that I wanted to bring to you today, is that they are going to be coming in before the conference. They are going to be staying through SAVOR. And I have scheduled, we've actually secured a couple of tickets for them on Saturday and Sunday to go to the SAVOR events at Rancho Margarita, and they will also be staying here in Morro Bay, focusing particularly on the areas that we would like them to focus on when they are here. Okay.
You're asking for $600. Is that what you're requesting?
That is what I requested.
What is it? This
the conference. The conference does not pay for travel, and so when I originally proposed this in December, I wanted to make sure that cost could be covered, and so I gave them an up to, so that covers part of what it will cost them to come they will be coming anyway. It also covers the, obviously I'm not asking for enough, because it also covers my coordination while they're here.
So are there any more questions for Judy? No?
I just have a comment. I think this is a brilliant idea, you know, because we're trying to get travel writers here, but to have some here to actually host a conference, which I think it's a really good idea, and I think the $600 from this board would be well.
To us by BCA after they sent out for a bid, approximately $2,500, and if additional funds are provided for the fiscal year 2012-2013, for the overall marketing of Morro Bay from the general fund, we would purchase an additional 38 banners for the Embarcadero area and down in the harbor at $29.56 for a total of $54.56 for 64 banners. And the reason why we looked at 4th of July in that direction is because 4th of July has been funded cash by CPC this year, $8,000 plus some additional marketing money. They were given cash to support themselves, plus $8,000. And in the years past, this board has given them $10,000 cash. And we felt that if we had these banners, they could go up during car festival, the car show, or during right at the kite festival to support 4th of July and get people here. When we have 40,000 visitors in town for our car show, we're not marketing to the next event. And these being up could say, you know, come back 4th of July or whatever fancy thing, discover us 4th of July. I guess that would be up to the creative subcommittee. And then they would, you know, hang and invite people who are already here, already visiting, already eating in our restaurants and in our hotels, locals and out-of-towners alike, to come back again. And part of getting people's commitment to do anything is actually asking them to do it. And so inviting people back was kind of our thought there. And that 4th of July could use these for marketing every year, year in, year out. It was a capital expenditure. So thoughts on that?
In getting to Palm Springs, okay, they have a banner program where the city has poles that extend from one side of the street to the other. And the banner goes all the way across so that when you come into the city, you'll see it. There's one there. There might be down. We could do it on Morro Bay Boulevard. So, Andrea, my question to you is, do we have something like that, or can we put something like that in place? And number two, would we be required to have a permit for each one of these events to use it if we did banners like that? Because having little banners on all the, you know, standards, I don't think is as effective as something visually that will go across the street.
I think currently there are not the poles available in the height that you need for something like this. Is it possible? I think the answer is certainly possible. I think you need to. I know we've done work on this before because it's come up before with other events. I think there's some height issues and so on and so forth. So I think the answer is yes, it's possible. It comes with some strings attached. And when you get to the other discussion about the banners and the scheduling of when they come in and when they come down, I just concerned a little bit if the 4th of July banners were going to go up prior to the car show. The car show has banners as well, and I worry if the banners or the car show banners will come down before the 4th of July banners go up during the event. So I think if you could back up a little bit on exactly how that happens, my concern is that dictated strictly. Yeah. So just throw that out.
And that was a discussion we had as a subcommittee. We talked a little bit about, we don't even know what banners are out there. We don't have a banner inventory, so to speak. And we know there's, like, you know, holiday wreaths, and the Bird Festival has some banners. How many they have, we don't know. But to our knowledge, there has not been 4th of July banners unless the city owns some that we're unaware of. But in 14 years, I've never seen 4th of July banners. You know, and they do dress the city up. When we have the bird show banners up and those things, they
they do give us a very, you know, pretty kind of unified effect throughout the city, which is nice. You know, people tend to not look at the, not that newsstands aren't nice, we all want our news, but they tend to look up at the banners and the pretty things, and so that's very nice. So that was our thought there.
I just don't understand why we have to fund the banner when the city is supposed to do that.
No, we're funding the event.
Well, the event is a different story. I mean, we can budget some amount of money to give for the event.
Well, that's what we're
but
doing.
But why are we concerned about the banners?
Because that's what our funding will be for.
Our funding, we're trying to earmark our funding for marketing instead of for operations. Thank you. Instead of for operations. We're trying to earmark our money for marketing the event. So to put that in another way, for 4th of July, that's what I'm saying. These should just say 4th of July for ease of use. The same one that goes in Old Town, goes in North Morobay, and goes on the Embarcadero.
Other banners you're talking about were actually paid for out of general funds by the city through the CPC. If they're paid for by the CPC, then there wouldn't be a problem. It's going to be up to the city to decide, you know,
if
when the banners come up, when the banners go down.
Okay.
In other words,
that's
if we have special event banners, it would be to the city's benefit to put the special event banners up, I think, to promote the events.
So I have a couple of things then. Okay, and that is, first of all, I would really like to know what it would cost and how feasible it would be to get a couple of poles on either side of the street to do a big banner, which wouldn't conflict with all these other banners, thing one. Thing two, when you guys went through the budget subcommittee, when you went through the budgets for all these different festivals, one of the things that was brought up with the Morro Bay Fourth was that they had $18,000 in reserve that they didn't kind of declare when they showed us. So you guys, all I wanted to know is you saw that, right? Okay.
We did see that, and that's why we said let's not give them any cash. Let's give them something that can be used for generations of this event, not meaning, you know, 80 years, but generations year after year after year moving forward. Where we can kind of scale back how we are giving cash out and more or less pick up how we're marketing.
Okay, so for just using the Morro Bay Fourth, okay, first of all, I want you to know that I'm in full favor of what the subcommittee proposes. There's a subcommittee. You guys are professional. You recommend it. I approve it. All I would like to ask you is if we can get two poles and maybe one on the Embarcadero, and we can use the same amount of money for three banners rather than 64 or something like that, or even four, maybe in North Morro Bay also, so that people coming down Highway 1 would see it, people, you know, it would dress up all, and it would actually make the whole city cohesive with these banners. If
you know,
we can,
Jane,
come up with
every
that.
Entrance to the city does have a board, has a Welcome Morro Bay board. We have our billboard on Highway 1. We have pop-ups on those boards where we do list events. On 41, I know there's one on
I know that.
Entrance
I'm just
to
talking
the city
about
and on
banners.
The billboard.
I'm just talking about the banners.
So years ago, and my husband can probably tell you what year it is. He happens to be in the audience today. Years ago, it was some kind of target event that happened out at the Hogue Action Pistol Range. And they had a big banner, and they were, Morro Bay was the hosting city, and they came to us with the big banner, and they wanted us to put it up across Morro Bay Boulevard. We agreed to do it. We went out there with two huge, I remember CPC and the chamber was out there with two big pieces of PVC trying to get it up high enough, and they had this all taped up and rigged up, and then a truck came by, bam, and it came down. And so that didn't work out very well, and they ended up hanging on the days in to welcome people on the big carport.
But we can get something professionally done so that won't happen with the height restrictions, and I don't know if Morro Bay Boulevard has a truck restriction.
I think maybe we could modify our recommendation to where we'll do initially the 25 banners and out of this year's budget, and then if funds come in, we can look at different types of banners in next year's budget, perhaps?
Yeah, because 4th of July would be taken out of this year's budget, and so the rest of these would come out of next year's budget, because 4th of July, there's a time-sensitive issue. So.
You know, also, if you're going to choose a site, it's going to cost, you know, you got to get permit. And
right, and Public Works gets involved.
Yeah, Public Works, and you're talking about a lot more than $5,000.
Time sensitivity kind of issues move us to move forward with the plan that we have.
I agree,
that's a great idea, because SLO does it.
On these banners now, because I think... And I may be wrong, but I think Public Works puts these banners up, because I've seen them putting up the Christmas ones, and the Christmas ones are the only really ones that are, I guess, holiday ones, you're supposed to say. But I don't know. Are there Bird Festival ones also? Now, Public Works keep those in their warehouse or whatever?
Who stores those, do you know?
So currently the Recreation and Parks Department is the department that puts up all the banners, and it's becoming a it's a good situation, but it's becoming a situation now where Joe Woods is actually, the Recreation Parks Director, is going to be working out a banner schedule when they wear out and so on and so forth.
All right.
So our recommendation would be then in this to house them with the city, so that we could make sure that happens, to make ease of use.
And then one last question also. Do we know for sure that the, because this isn't exactly what these two, what the Marl Bay 4th and the Harbor Festival, they didn't actually request these. Do we know for sure that they're not planning on doing banners themselves?
They could use that money to offset for something else.
Okay. All right.
So moving on to Harbor Festival, we have the same thing, support the marketing effort with a capital marketing expenditure for the 26 banners at $2,500. If additional funds are provided from general fund, we would move to do the 32 additional banners at $2,956 for a total of $5,456 for 64 banners. However, in discussion with Harbor Festival, they are right now in an area where they are trying to move forward with paying their permit fees. With their permit fee, I don't want to use the word issues, but with the permit fee concerns that they have right now, and I believe it was expressed to me that their permit fees are somewhere in the they have a high amount of permit fees that they're trying to get through. Let's just put it that way. So we might look to undertake some of that permit fees, because they, again, that's going to offset in the long run, but they do, sell the town out to between 60 and 80% on a weekend when we would otherwise not really have people here, maybe have the town be 25% full. So
I have a little concern about this allocation. I mean, I think if we're going to allocate money, we should, you know, these events are good for the city, it's good for our business, and, you know, why would just call it banner? I think we should just give them the money if that's what we want to do, and they can do what necessary for whatever plan they have, rather than just say you got to put banners. Maybe really they don't need the banners. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think for the Harbor Fest particularly, in addition to banners, because I think banners are a long-term investment that we can pay for at a reasonable cost, I think I wouldn't have any problem in also doing a cash award for the Harbor Festival. The 4th of July, like Jane said, has a fairly good reserve, and they also got a cash benefit from the CPC. But with the Harbor Festival, I would have no problem doing that either.
So I would like to recommend that we add cash to the Morro Bay Harbor Festival support. Thoughts on how much cash is, you know,
What do they need? I mean, what's exactly...
I think rather than having our chair describe what they need, we should have somebody from the Harbor Festival come up and tell.
I agree. Is there someone from the Harbor Festival who'd like to speak to what the needs are? And if you can introduce yourself once again.
Good morning. Is this on? My name's Karen Cook. I'm the office manager. And we have John Solo on our board of directors.
I think the confusion is it's not the fees we were talking about is not the permit fees, but it was really the support fees from the city. And the reason I guess we asked for some cash is that we had a kind of a challenging year last year, and one of the things that we were able to negotiate with the city, we were billed for $7,000 from the city for police, fire, safety. And we're kind of struggling to get that paid for last year. So we were able to negotiate that till June of this year to pay that for last year. So if anything, we just are asking to see if there's any assistance, cash assistance you can give, paying part of at least the city fees for next year, because I'm sure it's going to be the same, if not more. You know, we're trying to reinvent ourselves. We got the new director and new board and going back to our old concept of things, of doing things. And so cash is important. Marketing is important. All the things that you guys are doing important. Anything you guys can tag us when you do advertising, saying Harbor Festival first weekend in October, if there's a value to that, hopefully you'll add it on. Any awareness for us. Our focus is to build, again, audience and to build admission at this event, which has been sliding year after year for the last 3-4 years. So any assistance from a cash point of view would be grateful. Thanks. Go ahead. Anything else? Okay.
John, just the seven?
So, then I would look at maybe moment.
Also, I can say something. You know, can we want to pass these all in one thing, you know, one chunk?
No, we're trying to drill down. We're going to have to take them separately. We're going to try to drill down some recommendations.
Right. Because I was just thinking that maybe, because I know Morro Bay 4th did get, as you mentioned, some money from, actually their whole, they got quite a bit of money from CPC. And I'm just wondering if you know, maybe instead of the 64 banners, maybe 32 banners for Morro Bay 4th, and then shifting some of that money towards the Harbor Festival might be something to think about.
Okay. So
not to complicate it, but...
We are going to have to take these one at a time, and now here we are. In the essence of trying to be kind, I think that we all agree that we're going to sponsor Judy, and we could cut her loose by not making her sit through our arduous Harbor Festival, 4th of July, and Maritime Museum conversations if we had a motion on the table to fund her for $600.
I'll make a motion that we fund the $600 requested by the Travel Writers Conference and Judy Salamaca, that we do fund that.
Is there a second?
Second to that.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Judy, head on out and have a nice cup of coffee for us all. Okay. Let's go back up and have that conversation. Morro Bay 4th, and Sherry can tell us exactly how they were funded, I believe, or close to exact. I mean, you don't have to restate the motion, but I believe they were funded at $8,000 cash?
Yes, it was $8,000 cash. I don't have the exact details.
Bring your mic down. They can't hear you.
There was a contingency about either purchasing or renting a barge that would exceed that $8,000, but I could go back to the minutes and find that. But it was definitely an $8,000 approved motion for Morro Bay 4th for the 2012 event.
Okay, so they were funded $8,000.
Yes.
And in the past, we funded them $10,000, and I think CPC funded them $2,500 last year, the previous year. And they had an $18,000 reserve, so they're healthy They're a very healthy event right now. So let's I kind of like Nick's idea of doing some shifting here. So I like the maybe 26 banners for the downtown area, since the 4th of July is taking place on the harbor. What do you think? 2,500 for the banners. The end, I'm hearing, off the end.
Could we add maybe a little...
buffer?
No, not buffer, not cash buffer, but I'm talking about in-kind marketing, like tags on some of our online marketing, you know, that we're, that would be like a creative shift, maybe for the TripAdvisor online banner. Or something like that also, maybe up to $500.
Yeah, we're going to see that with the Oyster Festival, and I was talking to Sherry about that yesterday. She said that really doesn't cost us any money. Basically what that is getting a hold of their logo or their dates and just kind of marrying it into whatever online advertising we're doing. And so we talked about doing that with all of the events in Morro Bay and putting BCA on a schedule and ourselves on a schedule for that for the future, for the following year. So that's something we're going to be doing.
One of the things is Morro Bay 4th doesn't earn money from any tickets or anything like that, as opposed to Harbor Festival really requires people to come in, purchase tickets. Okay, so it's two different things. Morro Bay 4th, the advertising for that, marketing for that, pre-marketing that event, will help our hotels. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm very much in favor of marketing that prior to the event. Okay, so if we can get banners up now, that's good. Harbor Festival, I think that we really need to beef up, and I'm jumping to that because I am in favor of the $2,500 for the Morro Bay 4th, but not beyond. And it needs to go for marketing, pre-marketing of the event for hotels. The Morro Bay Harbor Festival, I really think they need help marketing for lots of reasons. But I would really like to push money into that. I would like to get them on the radio outside the area.
I totally agree with you.
I don't think $5,456 is enough. I think if we put in the other $2,900 and even add to it, I think this board needs to look at Morro Bay Harbor Festival as being a brand new event, and I would really like to have you guys look at $10,000 to $15,000 for marketing. That's what I feel.
Well, I'm pretty much, you know, I'm not sure about the amount, but I agree with you 100%. I think we don't have much going on in, you know, October sort of time frame, or, you know, 4th of July by itself doesn't need promotion. You know, I mean, we all celebrate that, especially hotels are booked no matter if we advertise or not. So I definitely think we should do the Harbor Festival as much as we can, you know, budget to.
What I'm thinking about for the Harbor Festival right now is to take the $2,500 that we had recommended for banners for the first phase without knowing what we're going to get in additional funding from the city at this point, change that to cash without any banners, and add another $1,000 to it for $35. That covers at least half your city fees. And then also add in-kind marketing that will take some of our marketing budget that's already set up and devote it to Harbor Festival.
Are we allowed to pay for stuff other than marketing with our TBID funds?
Such as?
City fees.
We're paying, it's cash.
For last year.
It's cash to the, no, this is for future year. This is not to pay last year, is it? We're getting head shakes out of the office. It's for future year. Yes, we are. To answer your question, Jim.
We have this. Just also keep in mind, any dollar that we're going to spend is $1 less we're going to give to charity organizations, because our goal at the end of the year is not to make money so we can go into Florida or go to Vegas with. Our goal is to give as much to the people that are actually working the event free for us. So keep that in mind. You know, I hate to cut myself short here. I really like Jane's idea. Mm-hmm. If you want to just say, for that's dollars that we don't have to spend out there for marketing, if that's the way you want to go with it, and you can give us more, you know, rather than giving us half of the city fees as a reimbursement for next year, to say we can give you more in marketing dollars, because it's really going to help you and us being the co-sponsor of those marketing dollars and give us more marketing out there in the future. So,
and I think we all appreciate the mission of the Harbor Festival, but you know, our mission is to fill our hotels. And, you know, the Harbor Festival is a huge draw for the city of Morro Bay, and that's what we're looking at. And there's absolutely no question that we want to market the Harbor Festival from that point of view, so because that's what, you know, puts people in.
Fill a hotel with paying city fees.
It's just it's a cash award. They can spend it however they want. That means they can increase their own marketing. They can, you know, we're just not allocating it to something specific. I guess my thought was they're talking about $7,000 worth of city fees. If we hit that at a 50% mark, that's like $3,500 less that they have to pay for city fees, and they can devote to marketing.
John, I don't have it in front of me. In your Harbor Festival budget, and I see you have Steve here, so you have plenty of history sitting in the room. In your Harbor Festival budget, do you, let's see, how do I say this? If you make $100,000 above and beyond in your ticket sales, which I'm sure you'd fall over backwards, if you made $100,000, you had $100,000, would you give away all $100,000, or do you retain some money for future?
Our goal is to pay 50% out as charity. The more healthier the charity involvement, the better the following year is going to be. Sure. So to answer Karen's question, you're absolutely right. That should be your goal, is to fill. Also, don't forget the squeeze that was taking place. I'm taking the hotel stuff now. That was taking place when the Saver event, when the Harbor Festival was going on in the last 2 years, isn't there this year. So that's even that much more pressure for us to try to get more people here to stay here, because the Saver event is the week before.
Okay. So 50% is what you retain.
Correct, for seed money,
right,
for the future year.
Okay. Correct. That's what I wanted to note, because there has been, you know, so historically Harbor Festival has come to us every year, and there was conversation in the past off the board, from the board chatter up here, about, well, you know, if we wanted to write a check to a charity, we could write the check to the charity instead of having the cash flow through. That's why there's so much drill down. So 2956 down. But at the same time, we don't want to. Do we want to do a series of banners for Harbor Festival? That's the question.
So Harbor Festival, I'm saying no banners for Harbor Festival this year. Let's focus on the 4th of July for banners, $2,500. For Harbor Festival, the $2,956 that we had recommended is a tentative funding number. We don't know that we're going to get that. Not out of T-bid budget at this point, which we know what we've got. So what I'd say is that we take $3,500 out of T-bid known funding for next year for Harbor Festival as a cash funding, as cash funding total, and in-kind marketing.
Can we do Morro Bay 4th and get that out of the way, and then? And like we did with the Writers' Conference. So can I make a motion that we approve $2,500 funding for Morro Bay 4th this year to be used for the banners to pre-market the event?
Is there a second?
26 banners. I'll second.
There's a second. And the only other comment would be that we want to make sure that they get marketing taglines on all of the... Okay.
One question. Is that price is pretty much set? I mean, is there any way you can get more banners for that $2,500, or this is pretty much what you already have quotation on?
That price of $2,500 does not include design for time for BCA, so it's probably closer to $3,000. Joan and I discussed that quickly yesterday. I think we just did 26 banners for CPC, right, and it came out to, I think the vendor was $2,250. and then our design time for them was about $800. We've drilled it down to about $560 for you, so we're probably at $2,800, $2,900. I can get you a firm estimate on that, but I think the $2,500, I mean, it says approximately $2,500, but I know for sure that it's in excess of $2,800.
So if we give you $2,500, that means you may end up getting $2,500 instead of $2,600. Is that what you're telling me? Or less banners?
No, the Morro Bay will have to pitch in $300.
We would still get the 26 banners for $2,500, but the creative stuff that BCA has to do to design these banners actually comes out of the artwork production line, which is already budgeted. There's roughly $2,400, $2,350 or something left in there. So that comes out of a different line item. We're just approving.
So we're not compromising the 26. That's what I'm
saying. And I might add, Jane, that the event budget for this year has already been spent. So we're going to have to take this $2,500 out of our contingency fund also.
You know what? I'm not sure about that because we have a $10,000 Fourth of July entry in July of 2011, which I really believe came out of the previous fiscal year. Just like we discussed that very briefly, but because we came on July 1st and that's when things were, you know, being put on this budget as an encumbrance. So I will check that for sure, but I'm almost positive that $10,000 was from the previous fiscal year, so this budget line is off by
did
that much.
Did we have a second to that motion?
We did have a second to that motion. Good. It's on the table.
We're discussing it right now.
Blown out the discussion on it. So I would say, can we take a vote? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed? None. 4th of July banners, $2,500, in-kind marketing. Thank you. Okay, check. Now, Morro Bay Harbor Festival. I would suggest that we do take that $2,500. We okay. We don't really have anything left over because that $2,956 was sitting out there if we got general fund money. So that was never our money. So we have to. That's only if we had general fund money. So that's not money left over. That was cloud money that was hovering. And so is the $2,956 for the Harbor Festival. That's cloud money that's out there. Our money that's involved so far for Harbor Festival is $2,500. So, right. So now that we all understand that, but we do, I do agree with you. So what I would like to see is that we support them with $2,500 of marketing, like Jane wanted, to boost the marketing in Fresno, Bakersfield, San Jose area for them. Targeted marketing. That no matter what, we throw them onto all of our ads and stuff that's not going to cost us additional. I'd like to see us do $1,000 in press releases all over the state leading up to the event because PR, I think, is we are underutilizing our PR and press releases.
So there's that opportunity also, and people are already paying to take something away for free.
Right. I agree with you, yeah. And, you know, if we can get tickets or any, yeah. So we can work on that with them, doing some cross-promotional marketing at the event as a trade show. But what do we think of the $5,000 number? I'm looking.
I think you discussed like $3,500. Just for the half of the fees that they charge. So if you add that with this, it will be about $6,000, I think.
So the proposal was 25.
Can I just make one comment in regards to the city fees? Mm-hmm. I apologize. I don't want it to seem like we're asking for TBID to pay our city fees. I think the problem that we are facing currently is marketing and advertising over the last few years has completely dropped off for us. Our new director is very active in marketing. We've had several meetings with different marketing agents as of now, New Times, things from the Valley. One of the things that we have been finding is over the previous years, like I said, requests have fallen off, and last year we have found that there was no request for marketing hardly at all. Bay News was one of them that marketed for us. New Times wasn't even approached, we've been finding. And so I think as far as the city fees, the problem we're facing is those city fees is taking away from the aggressive nature we need to be putting in towards marketing. So any money coming from you guys would strictly be placed towards marketing, and that would ease the tension off of the money that we're having to put towards those city fees.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's just like we shift budget things. Mm-hmm. So if we give you the money and we earmark it for marketing, you can take the money that you have earmarked for marketing and pay your own fees.
Absolutely.
And that's what I would like to do.
That's exactly, I think, what I just wanted to make sure that you guys understood that's the money from TBID would be strictly used for marketing, advertising, things like that. We're really needing to hit it hard this year as far as marketing, because marketing over previous years has fallen off to the previous year was feeling like almost nothing. And so our current director, that's one of his things is marketing, getting people from the valleys back over here, making them see that we're a completely different festival this year and wanting them, making them want to come back over.
Well, you know, the 3,500 I mentioned, there shouldn't be any restriction as far as, you know, I mean, what you should do with it. But again, I think this is the amount that, of course, you got to spend on marketing rather than the fee. And I'm not sure if you can maybe negotiate with city to reduce the fee.
We have not been able to negotiate the city fees. They have been very gracious to us in extending it out past the music festival to where we have that pillow available until then. And then once we have the music festival, we'll be able to pay the fees and then start over with the current year.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If we approve to give you, I'm just pulling this out of my hat, $7,500 in marketing, and you knew that you had $7,500 in marketing, how much money right now do you have to pay the city? What is that much? How much do you have to pay the city right now?
Our city bill is a little over 7,000,
close to 8,000
as far as last year's permit fee.
7,000, 8,000 that you could pay them if we gave you 7,000, 8,000 for marketing?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
So I see that the way we're leaning is to do $3,000 to $3,500 in marketing through BCA. Is that correct? Through BCA in Fresno, Bakersfield, San Jose, and things like the weather reports that always worked well. $1,000 in PR and then a $2,000 cash infusion. Is that what I'm saying? There's been so many numbers. I'm trying to just drill down on some numbers.
I think what you said initially was $2,500 for marketing, $1,000 for press releases, and $1,500 in cash, which would be $5,000.
Okay, so that is, oh, yes, you're right. So there was a $1,500 number thrown out for cash.
Increase it to total six, you know.
And what would it be $2,500 in cash?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does the board feel? I want to look just for head shakes here. How does the board feel with $2,500 in in-kind marketing, $1,000 in PR?
I would like to see us have it all in marketing. So they could do the postcards, so they could do banners, so they could get press releases out, so they could do the targeted marketing, even do a little light commercial maybe, if they could, to go out to all the areas. And have it just all earmarked for marketing, and then they can give us the use of funds for the $7,500 for marketing. That will ease up $7,500, which they have. They can pay their own city fees. And this, we know that $7,500 will go for marketing this event.
So right now we know that $6,000 is going to go for marketing the event. And $2,500 of it is cash that they could do the postcards and all those things with. The rest of it is $1,000 PR, like you said, and $2,500 in the targeted or even in a commercial. Let us let the Harbor Festival Board and BCA come together on what that target looks like. I think
the advantage to our giving our agency $3,500 for marketing is they can use their connections and their and possibly with an agency get better rates on some of the marketing that they have, as opposed to giving the whole amount to the Harbor Festival. And that's what we're kind of thinking, is we'll piggyback off of what our agency can do and maybe get, it, like Joan said, a better return from those dollars spent.
Is that enough money, or do you need more? I mean, $3,500 to me is like bupkis.
Well, I think, yeah.
No, really.
I hear you. I think
$70,000 would probably be better for marketing, but you know, we have to kind of draw the line. I think we're kind of arguing about $1,000 here. So what I'll propose.
$1,500.
Well, what I'll propose is that we do $2,500 for target marketing, $1,000 for a press release, $3,000 in cash, which would bring it to $6,500. And I'll make a motion to that effect.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Further discussion?
I have a discussion. I like the idea of running it through BCA. I think that instead of the cash, that we need to run all those numbers and increase the BCA budget to $4,500 for marketing.
Okay.
Within that, and not do the cash. And I think we're looking at $7,500 to be fair for the event.
Well, quite honestly, I'm not terribly comfortable with 65. I'm more comfortable with 6, so I'm happy with Nick's motion.
I don't mind. Oh, go ahead, John.
I guess I'm just thinking from the overall budget perspective, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to go forward with something like this, I'd really want to make it real clear, number one, that this is a one-time situation, because we're looking at as a restart mm-hmm. of the Harbor mm-hmm. Festival. And then I would really like to see the budget subcommittee take this issue back, the total event thing, and come up with some fixed number, $20,000 a year, whatever it is, that's budgeted for events, and then we've got to stay within that number. And I think that's going to probably force a discipline on us in the future about how much money we can spend on individual things. But I think in this situation, I'd probably go along with what Nick's saying, but with the understanding that it's not going to be this big next year.
I agree with all those statements. I do want to say that I don't mind shifting the $1,000 of PR back up to the targeted marketing. And the reason I feel so strongly about, the cash, the whole thing back to targeted marketing through BCA, I know you're looking for cash. It's up to the whole board. I can go either way on this. The money is the money. How it flows through is how it flows through. I like having targeted marketing that BCA can, I don't want to use the word control the creative on, but direct the creative on, because we have spent $1 million in the last 2 years revamping our image. And the Morro Bay image and its destination marketing image and branding should be very important to us. And Harbor Festival has one idea of how they brand themselves. 4th of July has another on how they brand themselves. But overall, people are coming into this city, and it's our purview to make sure that the branding stays the branding stays the branding. And we continue on with that message, constantly beating that message out. And so I do like having BCA have it. So is there any amendment that anyone wants to offer up to Nick's motion? And Jamie, can you state back, would you be so kind just to state back his motion for us?
I've got that Nick motioned that we want the $2,500 in target marketing, $1,000 in press releases, and $3,000 cash infusion for a total of $6,000.
Split it up so that they've got, you know, if they want to do postcards for $2,000, I just feel like we have to have at least $6,000 to make a mark. And I'm happy to put a proposal together with what we would do, what we can do in those, you know, broadcast, print, online, and the PR component, and you can see what you're going to get for your $6,000.
I like that. I think that's what probably we should get,
so
at least some kind of proposal, see what we need to do to really, you know, boost this festival.
They're behind the gun. No offense, Harbor Festival, but we know you've had, the gun went off for the race and your shoe was stuck there in the start box. And so, you're just getting out of the start box now. And in event terms, you're only 6 months away from your event. And that's a blink of an eye in terms of an event and marketing and all the stuff that you have to get done. So we have a motion on the table. Who made the second on the motion?
I think Karen did.
Karen and Nick. If there's a friendly amendment that were made to...
Can we just say we approve $6,000 and $6,500, wait a minute, for marketing, and it's approved, and let BCA tell us what they'll do with the $6,500. Would that be okay?
Well, my concern is for the Harbor Festival itself being that they are cash-strapped right now, and so I felt like, the $3,000 in cash, I mean, being a business owner, cash is king, and, my feeling was that they could really use that money right now.
But they just got through telling us they have $7,500 that they could go ahead and pay the city fees if they knew that $6,000 or $6,500 was going to be released so that they could use it for marketing.
I think she also said that they were going to, the city had given them more time and they were going to be able to pay them after they had the music festival, which I think is in June. So it sounds like the city has given them some time to hold off till June. But I am sure there's other issues as well. I mean, if the fees are an issue, there's other issues as well as far as cash flow.
Well, is the issue that we want to give this money for marketing, or really this is what we need to discuss? Or do we want to help their organization to basically support it?
So
I think that's really the two issues. If you're going to give them money for just marketing, I think, Shirley's point is that that amount probably should be higher even for just marketing purpose. If we want to just give them a cash with no restriction, to help the organization, that's probably sufficient. So I have a little difficulty to just...
I think we're trying to do both. I think that's the issue. Now, do we need to give them $3,000 for cash, or can we lower that a little bit and throw a little bit more into marketing?
That's what I'd like to see.
I would move that the motion be adjusted so that we end up with maybe $4,500 for marketing, and which bumps that up by $1,000, and $2,000 for cash.
$4,500
for marketing. So we bump that up $1,000, and $2,000 cash award to the foundation, to their nonprofit.
So you're going to go up to $4,500, so it's $6,500, right?
So it's still at $6,500.
So that's a friendly amendment, Nick. Do you accept that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so now we have a motion on the table to do $4,500 of marketing through BCA, $2,000 cash infusion to Harbor Festival. We've got ourselves around that. Let's take a vote on that and see if that flies. And then if it doesn't fly, we're back to the drawing board, okay? So all in favor of that motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? One. Do you want to retract?
Yeah, I'll be opposed.
Okay. No, we're 4-2. We hardly ever have a vote where we don't swing the whole, so when we do, it befuddles us up here. Sorry about that. Okay. And
is it appropriate to make a comment as to why?
You can make a comment. Absolutely.
Okay. The only thing I was thinking there was I was actually reading the City of Carlsbad. And one of the things it talks about is strengthening the marketing capacity of our partnering organizations is one of their goals from their TBID. And I, as a thought going forward, I think maybe what we ought to try and think of ourselves as is the marketing partner of events. It's just kind of an idea behind it. And that accomplishes something else that the chairperson stated. It protects our brand and builds our brand.
Their organization has to survive. Otherwise, what are we marketing? So it's hand in hand. I think we came up with a good plan. We got enough money for marketing. You know, 2/3 of it's going to marketing, 1/3 of it going to them. So I think it's a good compromise.
And here's what I think. I think we're such a good team, and we like to work so well to each other. We like to justify our votes to each other when we're a little bit split, and I appreciate the partnership up here that we have together. So good work, everyone, and it's just, I think, awesome how we all work together. Okay, yep, it's a feel-good moment. Okay. So thank you, Harbor Festival. You will be working with the lovely Sherry, who will reach out to you, and I can connect you via email. I think people on your board know how to get a hold of me. Now we need to take into consideration the Morro Bay Oyster Festival, which we recommend that they returned to us in July after their first event with a full report. So we're looking to just stave that off into the future. So that would become a future agenda item if I get consent from the board. So we all understand that that's going to be a future agenda item. Head shakes. Yep. Got it. Okay, now, the last but not least was the Morro Bay Maritime Museum. We recommend that $1,000 cash be moved to help them move the submarine to Morro Bay, and that $500 of in-kind money through BCA be used to promote the submarine through BCA with a press release to all the schools that might want to come over and see that. And we felt like a press release to all the school districts would be really, really important once that reaches here. And the reason why we know that they asked for $10,000 to move the submarine, it's come to our attention that through them that they almost got to the full funding on that through private donations. And so the $1,000 would help them meet their mark, and then the $500 would be used. And Sherry had indicated to me that it takes about that to put together a quick press release to the school districts.
I think we should spend $1,000 also on advertising the event. I think they should be able to move their own, you know, submarine, whatever needed, and we're in here to just help them to promote whatever they're doing. What do you think?
Well, we get back to it's not going to get here if we don't get them over the hill. It's down in San Diego right now, and they just need to get over that bump to get it here.
In addition, I think with their request, it wasn't just transportation costs. It was also a board, identification, storyboard for on-site, and so this would help. I mean, it's kind of just, again, earmarked into getting it here, getting the storyboard set up, getting them a start in getting their museum set up.
The just like the boat that's down in, is that the Front Street parking lot? Is that called the Front Street parking lot? Just like the board that's down in the Front Street parking lot with the nautical vessel that's there now, there's a storyboard and kind of a triangular-shaped deal out there. They want to build something like that, and that, you know, to make sure that it's going to withstand Morro Bay weather and wind and everything. It's not like just slapping a poster up on a tripod. You have to really build it out.
My concern is, like you said, is $10,000 to move. Do they have the rest of the fund?
Yeah.
I mean, is that $1,000 would make a difference in this case?
We can earmark the $1,000 to building the storyboard and internal promotions of it, getting the word out here in Morro Bay, if you'd like. That was the idea behind this anyhow. It just didn't come out clearly in the paragraph, and I apologize for that.
I like that better.
Okay. So we would look for a motion then, unless there's any further discussion on this, that the Morro Bay Maritime Museum be funded $1,000 for building of the storyboard and promotional, and we could ask them to go back to BCA for creative control on that to make sure that our voice is branded correctly, that MorroBay.org is on there, and our logo and all of that stuff needs to be in there, that they work with BCA to get that storyboard creatively put together. and that there be $500 additional in press releases, a total of $1,500. That's what we'd look for a motion.
I second that.
Yeah, and I move that the motion that Joan proposed is the motion for the Morro Bay Maritime Museum.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second on the table. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. And Sherry, I guess you and I will connect back with them. So you and I will get together this next week via email to do that. All right. Perfect. Good. So we got through events funding. I want to thank you all for your hard effort.
Our sunset.com efforts that will continue through May 31st. So it's just a very robust banner ad campaign that has been previously paired with the Visit California banner campaign that ended on March 29th. But this continues to do very well as far as click-throughs and impressions. This is our TripAdvisor.com sponsorship page. Again, getting some very good activity from that. That continues through October of 2012. And probably in the fall season, we'll start back up with a banner ad campaign. We ran a banner ad campaign on TripAdvisor from October through February, and it was a good bump for a slower season. These are our LATimes.com banner ads. These were the ones that ran in March. We've just provided them with five more sizes, and we're also going to be on their travel blogs, travel guides, all of their online travel pieces as a part of the campaign that we have going with LATimes.com. This is a feature that ran in 805 Living for the Kite Festival. This was their April edition, and obviously you can see one of the pictures is Morro Bay Kite Festival and a little blurb about the upcoming festival, so that was timely. This was the Constant Contact e-blast that went out for March for the specials and deals for the hoteliers. And we've had some really good response to these Constant Contact e-blasts. We've got almost 10,000 people that they're going out to in your database, and that's growing on a monthly basis. We talked a little bit about this previously in the meeting, how we are going to be tagging some of the online advertising, and this is the first issue of that. This is our Slow VCB banner ad that we've tagged with the Central Coast Oyster Festival dates and logos. And we're going to go across the board and, as we talked about, schedule out different events and be able to get tags for all of the events on the marketing that we're already doing. We have to be careful to really maintain Morro Bay, not let the events take over the town, so to say. But I think it'll work out very well for the whole place. This is a sunset ad that ran in April. We looked at this last month. This was the ad that we talked about, that Morro Bay was the winner of Sunset's Grow Your Own Block Party. I'm sure you've all seen the incredible coverage that they got. It's coming up later, or maybe right here. Another version of that ad that's going in Sunset Summer Road Trips. It's a pullout piece that goes out to over a million of their subscribers, something that people put in their cars and use. And then we will also use this ad for their Sunset Summer Drives that comes out the very first part of June. So we've got some real good coverage in Sunset, and along with the PR. Here we go with the 8-page feature that came out in April. I've talked to hundreds of people that just are ecstatic over this, and just had a lot of really good response. This article was in all of Sunset's Western distribution, 1.25 million issues, all about Morro Bay, some beautiful pictures of the Papagayo and everything that the Beach Tractors did to win this competition. The Beach Tractors piece was picked up in the Slow Coast Journal, a blog we put out a press release right after Sunset came out with the article, went out nationwide actually, and we picked up a few little blurbs from the state of California. This was a Pacific Coast Business Times article on the stakeholders luncheon that was held at the end of March. Pacific Coast Business Times covers three counties, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo. They're strongest in Ventura and Santa Barbara. So it was really nice to for them, this goes on to another page, for them to cover the fact that Morro Bay is very, very enthusiastic and business-minded about their tourism. I think it speaks well to the town, and this is a very well-read publication, so it was good to have them out there. Bay News also covered the stakeholders' luncheon, and we had an article there. This was more Kite Festival. It got picked up in this Active Rain blog that Morro Bay hits quite a bit. We're doing a little bit more research into what Active Rain really is, but anyway, press is press, and Kite Life magazine featured it both on their website and in their magazine, so that was good press for the event. And then this was a couple of press releases that actually the CBID put out. Morro Bay was featured, though, in horseback riding on the beach in Morro Bay, and also some Morro Bay hiking. It got picked up by PR Web, which is a national publication, online publication. They're being input right now. And then we also put a press release out in the Bay News for any interested businesses to provide us with their obviously name, contact information, websites, that kind of thing. So we will now have five, so we can't see the whole thing, but there's five sections on here. There's shop, there's outdoor and family fun, there's arts and entertainment, and that was kind of, we had merged shop with the arts and entertainment. We got some feedback that wasn't quite how they wanted it done, so we are looking at launching next week. We are, I know, we are, planning to get a prototype to the subcommittees or the board. We'll talk about that, whether it needs the whole board. So I think what we'll do, we'll send out the prototype to the whole board on Monday afternoon with probably a pretty quick 24-hour turn on approval. I mean, we've got to go. We hope to launch Thursday the 19th, and then we've got some launching press releases, an e-blast that's going to go out. So we've got some vehicles in line to get the website. And I just feel like once we get this new website up, we're going to just see a lot of traffic, a lot of good flow. So we're excited.
Do you mind if I just say that a lot of work has gone into this, and we recognize that it's not perfect. The information that's on it has come off of the current website. It's come from business owner input. It's come from the CPC over their 8 months. And it's come from us over the 9 months. So it's come from a myriad of people. And, we're all human, and BCA has jumped through hoops and rings of fire trying to get this done for us. And there are going to be businesses that are probably omitted or may not have perfect information. But we are working diligently, I think at BCA's office, I think they're working very diligently to make sure that the information is good and strong. And if there is something that's omitted, let's not get upset over it, but let's move to solve it and come to a good solution and get it fixed. And so one of the things, too, was in that contact bar way down at the bottom, people can go in under Contact Us if they see that their information is not on there. There's going to be a place there where they can add their information in and submit it to be put on there as visitor serving. That's a solution that we've come up with.
Yes, this is, and keep in mind that this is a fluid thing. You know, it's like the budget. It doesn't, you don't just set it free on Thursday and it never changes. You know, businesses come and go, businesses get bigger or change locations. It's always going to move, and it's always, and that's what websites are designed to do. So we are very excited about it, and I think we're going to be in great shape when it gets off the ground.
Just one question. How about, like, updating and so forth? Is there any way that they can get in themselves and update their information and so forth? Or is this right now restricted the way the design is?
We are going to assign an administrator to make those changes. The way that this website has been built, it's very easy to go in and change, but we don't want 100 businesses going in and changing their own information. So we will have to funnel, as Joan mentioned, we're going to have a place in the contacts that they can go in and say, our phone number changed, or we no longer are at, you know, on this street, but they will not be able to do it themselves. It will go through an administrator.
There won't be any, like, password or something someone can go in and update. It just has to be come directly to you, basically.
Yeah, it's actually going to go to an administrator. It's
right.
going to be, and we're working on training, you know, as we move to this launch. And the training is, you know, as I said, it's set up to be a simple execution of changing things, but there does need to be training, so we're working on that right now, and okay on to analytics. We are just slightly up this month, March to March, year to year. So as I said, I think with the new website and some of the launching vehicles that we have, we're going to see some good changes in that. We're up overall for the year. Page views are up 23%, which means people are spending more time on the site, and I think that will obviously increase with the new site. New and returning visitors staying at very healthy numbers. These are smartphone visitors that have gone up month over month or year over year. Smart devices, iPads, that kind of thing, going up dramatically all the way across the board. Top referring URLs, we've been seeing this trend with getting tons of referrals from the city site. It's because they put a new, it's been up maybe 2-3 months now, but there's a button on the city site that directs them to the visitor site, so it's been very successful. we've been doing some Facebook ad campaigns that I think we're getting a little bit more robust traffic. The lodging report is up significantly. And JackRabbit clicks are up as well. We are in discussion with them right now. We've got a couple of hotels that we've been working on as to whether they've changed their, I'm trying to think of what. Yeah, exactly. And we encountered those problems again this month. So I've been in touch with JackRabbit to see when they felt that they solved the problem, because we're not seeing the outcome yet. We had a lot of problems getting JackRabbit over to the new website, but we finally did, and so it's working well. And this is TOT. We are, you know, seeing overall increases all the way through the year, and looking good, really good for February. So hoping that trend continues as well. This is email addresses. We had 20 new email addresses to the database. And I just talked to, I'll have it in next month's report, talked to the all-out events, the people that are putting on the triathlon in October. They went down to the Hollywood Marathon with a lot of our collateral. They took the surfboards down. They took the ultimate getaway, slips, that kind of thing. And they gathered over 100. They said they saw 10. Well, there were 10,000 people at the event. They sent some cute pictures, and I'll have it in the next PowerPoint. But just felt like they really represented Morro Bay. We sent them down with a case of rack cards as well as the getaway slips. So they said that they added over 100 to that new database. And these are Facebook likes, you know, new likes, and then people who are posting and talking about things from Morro Bay. These were some posts from the Beach Tractor article, and you know, just some other visitors saying that they were coming to Morro Bay and being excited about it. And Twitter posts. I love this one. It says, "I didn't tweet all day because I was having too much fun at Morro Bay." So this is becoming very. I mean, some beautiful pictures. Those are, you know, just really stunning, and some good action on Twitter. And then Pinterest, I'm sure you've heard about it. It just hit the top three social media sites. It's Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. And we are working on a page. These are just photos that are on Pinterest. We, you know, put in search for Morro Bay, and it just comes up. But we're going to create our own page for Morro Bay so that people can pin to it and get some some, you know, prescribed action there. So I kind of fought the thing because I think I'm just wondering how many of these we can have without going crazy, but it's definitely making a mark right now. And that is my report for the month. Any questions?
Well, microphone. Thank you, Sherry. Good report. Are there any questions for Sherry? Okay. Trade show subcommittee, Sherry did cover. We did meet. We made a recommendation to you. It was passed. But I do want to read to you. I got this late last night from the triathlon, Morro Bay Triathlon All at Events. I'm the intern for All at Events in San Luis. It was a pleasure to represent Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Alliance at the Hollywood Expo. Our booth's central location at the event combined our exciting display and giveaways attracted the majority of the 10,000 athletes. Your eye-catching surfboards prompted many people to begin talking about their fond memories of the area or their desire to visit you one day. We passed off all of your pamphlets to anyone who expressed an interest in visiting Morro Bay area for pleasure, or if they expressed interest in competing in the Morro Bay Triathlon. We also collected about 100 names and emails of the athletes who expressed interest in the event and in the Morro Bay area. In the next couple of weeks, we plan to send an email to those athletes and remind them to sign up for the 2012 Ultimate Getaway and to visit morrobay.org to discover lodging, events, activities, and dining recommendations in the Morro Bay area. We can forward you on this information. Those of us working the expo felt that the event was a worthwhile experience, and we hope that we were able to send more people your way in Morro Bay. And then she asked to coordinate the time for the drop-off of the surfboards. But I just wanted to let you know what a nice follow-up email we got from that partnership. That was just really nice. So that was part of our trade show, and trade show did meet, and we approved Saver, so off we go. And I got a follow-up email last night from Stacey Jacobs saying, if you do approve Saver, we've got to get the Battle of the Bay Chef pinned down by May 1st. So trade show subcommittee will be meeting again to discuss that. Website subcommittee, Sherry covered that. Hotel packaging did not meet. Creative did not meet. Public relations did not meet. Visitor and Conference Bureau report. County.
Not to bring it, but I have that for you also.
Any questions for Karen? Okay. Visitor Center report, Craig Schmidt. Hi, Craig. Welcome
back. Hello. How you doing? Good to see you all. And thanks for all your support of events. It's really tough putting on events and trying to make all the ends meet without the great support you guys are doing. And speaking of events, if I may, Follies is coming up this Saturday. I don't know if you made the announcement on that. How about the emergency vehicle show coming up?
Missed it.
Okay, that's next weekend. The Kite Festival is the weekend after that, the 28th, and actually it's a two-day event, so we'll be doing Saturday and Sunday. It's a unique kite festival this year in that we're incorporating kite borders into it. So we'll not only have kites on land and in the air, but we'll have them on the water too. And we're lucky to have Kite Border magazine editor Marina Chang from Los Osos in the area, so she's helping us organize that component. Should be an exciting addition.
And did you get sufficient hoteliers for accommodations?
I really want to thank you guys for rallying, because the Kite Festival doesn't make any money. We don't charge admission, so it's all expenses, and you guys really came to the table. Thank you so much for that. And then Morro Bay Car Show, the first weekend in May. So the next four weekends, we have some great events here in Morro Bay. So hopefully our visitors will have an opportunity to enjoy all that. The promotions report that you have, the numbers are pretty similar. Mostly our total visitors in the visitor center was up substantially this month. And actually compared to the last month when we still counted restroom visits, It's still over that number. So staff has been busy. Fulfillment was down a little bit, but that first week in May, we actually sent out over 600 pieces. So that'll show up in the April report. So does anybody have any questions with regards to the report? My apologies for not having the financials here. I just got the comparative report yesterday. there's a timing issue with changing meetings and all of that. But so next month you will be getting last month's report. Thank okay. you. Any questions?
Any questions for Craig? No? Craig, thanks so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Appreciate your factor. And is there any way that in the next blast that you do for availability that you can notify of the 4 weeks of upcoming events to the hoteliers so they can let their staff
know? That's a great idea. I'll put a little calendar upcoming events in the month. Great idea. Thank you.
Okay. Good. And then review of transient occupancy tax. We are up. We are up in rates, it looks like, and a little bit down in occupancy. We have 911 rooms, so we still have some rooms out of order. And I think we probably have some that aren't being reported correctly in flow of out of order. And I think I can safely say that. But we're trying to work through that. That's a reporting to the city issue, not necessarily a reporting to us. Next month will be our big quarterly review of transient occupancy tax that John brings forward. So we'll drill into all these figures a little bit further, and we will sell tickets for that event. and we'll put it into an arena. So we will have that in depth next month. But for those of you at home who are not looking at what we're looking at, total motel receipts were $864,785.92 for February. TOT collected for the city, meaning money into the general fund, was $86,478.59. We were at 37% occupancy with 911 rooms available. Trailer park receipts were $80,942.29 with roughly $8,000 into TOT. Into the general fund, and vacation rentals were $50,038 roughly, with $5,003 into the general fund. And it doesn't say how trailer park. It doesn't tell us trailer park occupancy or vacation rental occupancy. So we never, we never really have that information. But trailer parks were up, and vacation rentals were down. And some of the trend in vacation rentals, after talking to several vacation rental owners, when we see the trend for vacation rentals to be down, this economy has really hit vacation rentals. We're second homes for a lot of people. And in this down economy over the past few years, people either tended to walk away from those second homes or to sell those second homes to relieve themselves out from under that financial weight. And so some of our vacation
more for ADA purposes, but both, during their high season, during high season, all of those buses are running constantly. They are seeing, I think it was 660,000 people over the summer months, and it's going higher and higher. They used to see 1 million people over in their high season, and they're saying that things are really coming back. They're getting a lot more people coming up and down. So, and the beauty of this is that it was actually a reasonable marketing cost. They when they sent it over, I thought that they had made an error, and it is $5,000 to wrap the bus and in a Morro Bay. What we want to do is get the most beautiful shots of Morro Bay, and that's both sides and the back and the front of the bus. You can actually see that you can and again, $5,000 is for 5 years for that bus to be wrapped in Morro Bay for 5 years. You can go up into the windows. I mean, there's some really cool stuff that you can do. So, and you can, I pose the question, after a couple years, you wonder, will our, branding have evolved? Is there something? And you can pay, obviously, to get the thing rewrapped. So we didn't really go down the whole line with what that would cost, but I just think with that kind of you know, economical costs that we've got at the outset, we would be able to maintain it and keep it fresh. I was also approached while I was there. I can't remember her first name, but Miss Golden from the museum. Mary was there, and she approached me as far as possibly sharing a bus wrap. And so I think we need to talk about that, because I think the museum is quite a draw for Morro Bay. So, you know, we'll go into discussion on that. The timeline on this, they want the buses to be moving by the end of July. So they still haven't given us, there were lots of people. I went up there to the meeting, and you had to go to the meeting. You know, I tried to get out of it, but just because I was like 2 hours of drive, you know. But I went in there, and the place was packed, and they did. But there were a lot of people that really couldn't make the decision. They had to go back to their boards. And I said, no, it's a slam dunk. I'll sign the thing right now. I'll give you a check if you need it. And so we've had response from Jim Allen, and I feel very confident that we're in. So we'll start as soon as we get that absolute signed deal, we'll start working on design, because this will be quite a centerpiece for Morro Bay.
So how many buses you have, you said?
There's 16 buses, and we will have one, you know, wrapped in Morro Bay, but they constantly run up and down.
And the $5,000 is for the cost of the wrap and the advertising or the...
They actually will be doing the design, obviously, BCA, and I am pretty confident that we can do the whole thing for $5,000. They have a range of $2,000 to $5,000 depending on how complicated your wrap is. So I think if we can hit them in the, you know, $3,800 mark as far as what they're going to charge us to wrap, then we can, you know, come under that in that $1,200 range for the design. I have to go back and get the estimates. But I think we'll be right in that $5,000. I don't see a big increase to that.
Okay, so when I got the email on this, I happened to be at my computer and it popped up, and I'm like, read it and responded back in like 30 seconds, yes, we'll take one. And I was hoping that I wouldn't be hit over the head with an axe later. And then it was on the phone to Sherry, did you get that? And then Sherry called right away, I mean like immediately, and got all her boots running in that direction. Because this is like the best deal that we've seen come through in 3 years. So what we're looking for here today is a motion to approve $5,000 to move ahead with the Hearst Castle bus wrap and the concept, and to have Sherry and BCA develop the creative and have the creative subcommittee just approve that and move forward with it.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Good. Yay. Go get them, Sherry. Good job. Okay. Now,
the five is max, right? So it could be lower or could be...
I just need to talk to them. They gave us, as I said, a $2,000 to $5,000 to wrap the bus. You know, you can go into window design. They sort of advised against that, because I guess people peel the stuff off the windows when they're riding up they're on the outside, but they open the windows, so we'll see. But, no, we have to put our design time in it. I feel like $5,000 is a pretty accurate, you know, but we'll get you guys a formal estimate on everything once we get the okay from them.
Terrific. Very exciting stuff. Okay. And now we are looking to set... Okay. I'm grabbing my calendar.
You're ahead. Oh, that's car training.
Okay. So, May? Okay. So, we can look at the last week of April. If we look at the last week of April, we're looking at April 23rd through 27th, which is 2 weeks from now. Okay, Karen's gone that whole week. John is gone that whole week. Michelle is gone. Okay. And then the other issue is, if we needed to put anything back on our TBIT agenda, the agenda has to be posted on Monday of that week. So that would be Monday the 7th that the agenda would have to be posted. So it would have to be before Monday the 7th in order for us to get anything that we needed to have further discussion onto that agenda. Thursday the 3rd.
Wednesday the 2nd? I understand. Wednesday the 2nd, would that be? Maximum 2 hours. Maximum 2 hours. Karen's on the budget subcommittee. She's not going to. Thursday the 3rd, we could do 2 hours starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. For the budget, for our budget, yeah.
We Well, I'm saying if that's the case, we can meet the week of the second week. And then put all the information for the following
week. Our budget, well, we're talking about the budget, the director of tourism, we're talking about a lot of information. And you know, we cannot pin down our budget until we all meet as a group and put our ideas out there on the table. We do have some budget information that's coming forward to you, and it'll be the basis of the budget. But also we need to meet about the Tourism Bureau, our bylaws, the Director of Tourism. We're hoping that Rob can bring all that stuff back to us.
So about Monday, April 30th, it works Tuesday, May 3rd. Karen's gone.
Karen's gone.
Yeah, May, so first week of May is no good.
Okay, first week of May is no good. How about that last week of April? You're both gone. Okay, so how about, we are right now on the 12th. How about the week of the 23rd through the 26th of April? 2 weeks from now? She's going to Hawaii. Let's just put it out there. Karen's going to Hawaii. Yeah, let's meet in Hawaii.
There's money in the travel budget.
We're stuck with, I think, May, probably the second week of May.
Don't get it on the agenda for the May 10th meeting. At least we'll have a good, solid working budget when we come back in June to approve.
Or we could have a second special meeting in May.
Or we could have a second special meeting. I think we're kind of pushing it to try to get it on agenda for the 10th.
Okay, so what week are we looking at now? Help me out.
So anytime the week of the 17th or the 7th to the 18th is good for me.
Okay, I'm gone the 11th.
How about the 7th?
That's a Friday. So let's look at the 7th as a circle date. Let's look at Wednesday the 9th as a circle date. Monday the 4th or Tuesday the 15th. That way we have a Monday, Wednesday, and a Tuesday that we're looking at. Okay.
Wednesday is fine.
So we're talking the 7th, the 9th, and the 15th? Is that what you said?
7th, 9th, and 15th.
Mm-hmm.
7th, 10th, and 15th? Can we look at Monday, Tuesday, Thursday?
10th is our TBID meeting.
Oh, 10th is our TBID meeting. Sorry, people. We're already meeting that day. Yeah. If you want to meet after our meeting, we'll order pizza.
Yeah, we could make it a whole day.
Yeah.
Well, let's stick with 7 or 8.
Okay, 7, 8... 15.
7th or 8th is fine.
7, 8, 15.
Okay.
Special meeting dates.
The 9th doesn't work, is it?
Jane's not available on the 9th.
Yeah, 8th is tough for me.
And Friday the 4th, are people here? No, Friday the 4th, people are gone, right?
No, the 4th is okay for me, but the car show is coming in.
Help me out.
It's going to be all hands.
All hands on deck, car show. Okay. Thank you, car show people, for doing that to us. We appreciate
That's a good thing.
Let's see here.
The 7 and 15, that's...
So the 7 and 15 are pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. Though.
Yeah.
Nick? Okay, and we'll throw a couple of times out there, morning times and afternoon times, and I'll see what I get back from my fishing expedition from you guys, and we'll get a date together with Rob. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for doing that. Discussion of drafting a letter from TBID asking the State of California Department of Tourism for support... for Morro Strand State Beach to remain open. Now, we just took on the Nate over there and camped there every year, but from a tourism aspect, this has not been approached. And 44,000 visitors pour an estimated $2,500,000 into our economy each year here locally. And so,
does any of that come into TBID?
No.
Any of the people that stay at the state parks?
Well, occasionally, I'm sure you've gotten people who come and say, I just can't camp in this rain, I need a room.
No, but I mean, there's no money.
There's no TOT collected through state park.
If that state park, if there's an RFP and a private company comes through to that to start operating it, can that be...
No.
Not at all.
They cannot go. I've already had that conversation with the city, and State Parks does not allow their concessionaires do not collect TOT because it's still a state park. It's a contracted concessionaire.
So who gets the fees from that state park?
The state park does, but the people who come, the 44,000 people who visit that state park every year, go out and they spend an estimated somewhere around $55 to $60 out in our community, which is an economic impact of $2,500,000 to our restaurants and our stores. And that's huge. And we don't have I'm not trying to say anything, but we don't have a promotional board right now that oversees the whole city. That's kind of fallen to us as we regroup and restructure. And we don't have the structure in right now to... We don't have the structure there right now to call ourselves a total community-wide promotional thing, marketing board, but we just changed our name to Tourism Bureau, and this fits right in there. What I'm looking for today is support for the letter to be sent to Carolyn Beteta, the president and CEO of Visit California. The state spends about $20 million a year marketing tourism. I can't see why they would want to close a tourism draw. And that's the point of this letter. And then to possibly send it to their executive committee, which is listed on the back, if there's approval.
I'm in full support of sending a letter, but I think that it needs to come from the TBID board.
It does.
We're doing. Yeah, but you were talking about we've changed our name. We haven't changed
yes.
our name.
No.
We came up with a possible name for a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And until that nonprofit is formed and has its proper insurances in place, I would rather see the letter come from this TBID board because we have all these figures
right.
of income.
Well, as this letter is stated, you're right. As this letter is stated, it states at the bottom from our TBID board, and I do have a fresh copy here. And I was hoping that if you approve it, we can add the logo, the Discover Morro Bay logo, and morrobay.org to the top of it, and then I could just have you all pop by a central location to have it signed this week. But it's up to you if you want to approve the letter or not.
Sounds good.
Fine.
Okay, so do we have a motion then?
I would move that the letter to Carolyn Beteta and Visit California concerning the closure of the state park, specifically the Morro Strand State Park, be approved.
Second to that.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None? Okay. I'll get the logo and stuff on this letter, and then I'll contact you via email. I might just leave it with Jamie or someone at the city, the copies, so that it can be copied off then and sent out. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And last, we have subcommittee openings and refilling of positions. I am in receipt of a note from Vice Chair Jaquez. Dear Chair Solu, I will not be able to attend the Thursday, April 12th TBID meeting as I will be out of town. I would like to step down from the budget subcommittee at that time and have another member take my place. I feel that I am attending too many meetings and cannot devote the time and energy for this very important subcommittee. Thank you for your understanding, Michelle Jaquez. So, not who is she? So, there's a position open right now on the budget subcommittee, and several members in the past have expressed desires to be on there. And so, I'd like to see, with an opening, it's Karen and I are on there now. And so, open if you want to volunteer, you would jump forward at this time.
I'll jump forward.
Member Myers has jumped forward.
I'll second Member Myers joining it.
Okay, so there's...
Well, then, Natalie, do you want to vacate the packaging committee? Maybe Alex will come on the packaging committee.
Yeah.
That would be really good.
Okay, so... Now we have music and future agenda items. Does anybody have any future agenda items that they'd like to throw out here?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
I would like somebody, maybe BCA can look at this. We have signage, billboards on Highway 1 that are not lighted. There's no solar lighting in some of our advertising on our billboards.
Or they're not.
That's good.
And
so would you look at the ones that are not? And
are you talking about some of the little ones then, too? Or what do you mean?
No, just the big ones.
There's just one.
One. Yeah, but can you contact them and find out what it would take to even just get the solar lighting there? Thanks.
Okay, and then Member Meyer.
Actually, a couple of them. I'm sorry, Craig left, but there was a chamber presentation this morning, which unfortunately I really wanted to go to, but I decided to come here with my friends, regarding the future of the chamber and business in Morro Bay. Would it be appropriate to ask Craig and Chris to maybe come to the meeting, our meeting, and give us that? I'd love to see the presentation, and we missed it today. Is that something they could give us?
I can contact them and see if they'd be willing to do that. I don't know if that's where they're at. I think their next step is to make it to City Council, although I'm not sure. So let me find out about the steps from that. I'm sure I'll be hearing about it at Tuesday's chamber meeting. I can find out.
Okay, I think that'd be very interesting.
Maybe have them make that. That's a good idea.
And then a second one was, you know, we've got to every member of council, City Council, the ordinance from Palm Springs regarding the TOT reinvestment program. Mm-hmm. Would it be appropriate for this board to discuss that and then maybe make a recommendation to council that they take that up and move forward swiftly in terms of putting together an ordinance for Morro Bay for reinvestment of TOT? I think County of Santa Barbara announced that they're going to do one for the Miramar property. And it's whoever gets there first is going to attract the investment, and we need to move this one quickly. So,
I would be happy to see that be on the next agenda. It takes a couple of head shakes here off people. Okay, so we've got 5-6 head shakes. Yeah, it'll be on your next agenda. Are you presenting? Will you present on that? Okay. Yeah, thank you. Good question, Karen. Okay, any other future agenda items? No? Just want to thank you all for coming out today, and just a quick reminder to have a nice, safe, and sober prom coming up. So for all those parents watching that prom coming up, make sure that your kids stay safe. And we are adjourned. Thank you very much.